Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, we're watching the world for you. Big day of news inside and outside the sports world continues to revolve. Wolchuk's NFL News Today coming up just a second as we hit hour number two here on 105.3. The Fan. Chiefs out today. Send him some love on social. Let him know that he is missed. Send Lucius some love on social as well. He's picking up your video coordination. You can watch us at 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Tigers lead Cleveland. It's a 2-0 there. Into third inning, going to the fourth in Detroit with that series tied 1-1. Phillies Mets coming up at 4. Yankees Royals, and then Dodgers Padres, the nightcap. You got a quadruple header of baseball. And I'm watching some webcams here. You know, to be honest with you, at the breaks. Want to spice up the afternoon? No, not really. I'm watching the
webcams.
I'm watching the webcams that are positioned around Key West.
Okay.
In Florida.
How's it looking?
At the southernmost point cam right now, it's like the turnabout in town, you know, where you can drive down in a beach town, yeah, and then like hook and, you know, do the little loop.
Yeah. It's the furthest point south of the United States. Yeah.
So, okay, is that what that is?
Yeah.
So the water is up and splashing into that turnabout. It's all the way up over the beach, and there's about a half dozen idiots out there basically just, you know, playing in the sprinklers.
It's like a buoy out there.
In town, I have a cam outside of Sloppy Joe's, which is maybe one of the party bars there in Key West.
It is, yeah.
Okay, and it's just like wet pavement and windy, right? You can see like things rippling in the wind a little bit, but people are kind of walking by. You know, maybe they're probably thrill seekers or maybe like weather tourists. You know, I imagine you would have hurricane chasers like we have our own tornado chasers.
I did see a video of one of these hurricane chasers. They're trying to get like into the eye of the storm.
Yeah.
And it is wild.
This thing is much further north is where it's going to hit.
Okay.
This thing, if you're talking about Key West, you're going to get some of the fringe, but this thing is going to hit in Tampa. Mm. So you're on the western side, Key West being on the kind of on the Atlantic side of things.
Okay.
Down there. So it's kind of on the edge of maybe the wind and some rain,
okay,
but it's further northeast from them. A lot further northeast is where that would
be. I'm gonna Google up then some Tampa Bay live cams.
That's where I would go. Exactly where I would go.
Okay, I'm on Fox 13 as we shift now to the NFL news of the day. Here's Wolchuk.
Yeah, we got some quarterback moves going on here. For the first time this season, Russell Wilson was a full participant in practice. So Mike Tomlin might have to make a decision here. Does he want to stick with Justin Fields, or is he going to move over and go with Russell Wilson? The Raiders are making a move. Head coach Antonio Pierce has named Aiden O'Connell as the starting quarterback this week. Gardner Minshew has been benched. They've also noted that Devontae Adams is not going to be playing this week. He's going to miss his third game in a row. He's got a hamstring injury. But Antonio Pierce said they've talked recently. He's a Raider. When he's healthy and he can play, they're going to put him back on the field. But, of course, we got all these trade rumors that are going on with Davante Adams. I still expect that he will get moved. But supposedly those talks have stalled here as of late when it comes to Adams. But maybe Aiden O'Connell will get him back on the football field. He'll get more excited about playing with Aiden. DK Metcalf was asked about this game against the 49ers. He said, I've seen their film. And honestly, this is the least worried I've ever been facing them. Their defense isn't that good. They can't tackle, and they aren't good in coverage. I'll probably have a career night, said DK Metcalf. They play tomorrow.
Wow, that's a lot of trash talking.
Yeah.
Great rivalry.
DK Metcalf.
Sounds like a guy just got beat by the Giants.
Holy moly. Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so confident.
Yeah.
I mean, that's first place.
That, he's NFC that West. Mad. He's that mad about the situation. Mm. What is this?
Yeah. Eagles have made a move, and rookie corner Cooper DeJean is going to start in the nickel defense over Avante Maddox. So DeJean, who we liked a lot coming out of Iowa, was a second rounder. A lot of us thought he'd go in the first round, but he is considered caught up when it comes to Dick Fangio's scheme defensively. And I guess they're ready to put him out there more. So we'll see if that helps that Eagles secondary. Still going to be without most likely A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. But the Texans are also dealing with wide receiver issues. Nico Collins, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, the receiving leader in the NFL right now through 5 weeks, he is going to IR. So he's going to miss at least 4 weeks. They were hoping he was just going to be week to week. They made the decision today. We're going to place him on IR. So we'll see if that impacts C.J. Stroud and that Texans offense. But you still got Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz. They've still got weapons. But my gosh, what a story Nico Collins has been, who's been absolutely brilliant this season, leading the league with 567 receiving yards.
So loaded, man. I mean, you look at Houston, you look at Detroit, if they get if they stay healthy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, my gosh, those are probably two, maybe you look at the most scary offenses when it comes to well-rounded. They can run the football, and Joe Mixon's even been out for the Texans. You get him back soon, that offense is going to be even better. Yesterday at this time, we were all talking about Robert Saleh. He gets fired. We're putting the blame on Aaron Rodgers, which I do think rightly so. Well, does Aaron Rodgers sway your opinion at all? He went on Pat McAfee today. He canceled his opinion yesterday. Here was him responding to his thoughts on Robert Saleh getting canned.
I love Coach Saleh. We have a very solid relationship. We have since, I met him in 2021 and had a nice conversation when they came and visited us for joint practices. He was a big reason why I came to the Jets. You know, I felt like the team, you know, was a solid team, had a relationship with Coach Hackett, obviously, and I really liked Coach Saleh. Everything that Matt LaFleur said about him, the few interactions I've had, the times that we went against him, I just had a lot of respect for him. And so, it was just a reminder yesterday how tough the business is. I think what people can forget in this is not only is Robert a fantastic human being and a damn good football coach, he's also a family man. He's got 7 kids. He's got an incredible wife. And the business of football can be hard, not just on those of us who are playing and coaching and doing personnel things and ownership, obviously, but it's tough on the families. And I've got to know Robert's family over the last couple of years, and especially one of his kids, Adam. Adam's my little throwing buddy from training camp. Love Adam. He's an incredible, incredible kid. And, you know, so I'm thinking there's obviously a lot of emotions, but you think about the family and the kids as much as, you know, the people that you love, your own family, who is the coaching staff and the players and what they're all going through. So, you know, anybody who's kind of championing this decision, I would just appeal to the humanity of the situation and remind you there's other people involved.
Oh, please.
Pulling the heartstrings, man. He's bringing up the families and the kids.
Yeah.
Did he ever deny that he was involved at all? Or did he just talk about the guy's family?
Just talked about the guy's family.
And how much he respected him. And, yeah. And Robert Saleh was a big reason he signed with the Jets.
It took you 24 hours to come up with that nonsense?
Well, the thing about it is, like I say, the people you should feel bad for are the coaches at the end of the year that are probably going to be out of jobs, that don't have the contract that Robert Saleh has. You know, Robert Saleh will find another job, whether it's as a defensive coordinator, know, he'll be in demand in the league, so he'll get another job. But, you know, there's a huge severance package that he's going to get for not getting the job done, you know, with this team.
Somebody just texted in, he's so full of BS. I mean, I kind of think probably the same.
Yeah.
But he did do a good job. Like, as I was watching him,
he could be somber guy.
I was like, damn,
yeah.
You know,
he is a great actor.
Maybe he didn't have anything to do with this. Maybe you're innocent. Maybe maybe I'm just being a jerk over here, pointing the finger at you, man.
No, yeah. He you know, I guarantee you, when Woody Johnson made this call, and was there ever a follow up with? Was anybody ever asked him? Did Pat McAfee him the show? I didn't see it, but did they ever ask him if Woody Johnson had in fact called him?
He said he talked to Woody on Monday night.
Okay. When did the guy get fired?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Okay. So there, you know, this is where Woody Johnson steps in and says,
yeah,
hey, I'm thinking about firing this guy. You know, I'd like to know, I'd like Woody Johnson to come out and say that, hey, well, I did talk to Aaron Rodgers and he was in defense of coach, but I wanted to make this decision. You know, he found out that his buddy Hackett was going to get fired or get replaced, and he knew what's going on.
Yeah, he says he doesn't, but yeah, he had the chance to give his side of it on Pat McAfee, so you can believe him if you'd like to, or sure. You can think that he's full of BS, like a lot of the Tolos seem to do. Yeah, it does appear I was the victim of a ball sacking here with the DK Metcalf quote. Either way, I'm just going to pretend that it was real because it was such a great quote, and it was against the 49ers that I loved it so much. I'd like to pretend in another alternate reality, DK Metcalf really said that the 49ers can't tackle, can't cover, and basically suck.
Can I apologize then for knowing that I thought there was an East and West in the SEC?
Absolutely. Let's just come out clean here.
Yeah, we're making mistakes.
We're human.
Yeah, exactly.
And we apologize, but we will hold ourselves accountable
after
when
all.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay, we will. We will do this for you.
You got to love yourselves, though, you know?
Yeah.
You got to support.
I'm trying to work
forgive
on the self-loving
yourself.
Thing,
yeah.
Man, and the forgiveness.
I mean, I'm watching a Sarasota, Florida live cam now. Still pretty dry, you know, as storm surge has not overtaken it. Okay. Seen some pretty good time-lapse photos over the last couple of hours, though, with it making its way inland in other
tragic,
areas.
Because as you're describing where this is
Lucius
hitting,
has
Lucius,
this whole...
Lucius has got like a quad box going
Lucius
on.
Lucius is kind of like part NASA.
Yeah.
Like he's got it all, right?
He's got it on expert mode over here for us now.
So, Anna Maria was where I was when I went to Florida at the end of August. So Anna Maria Island that's getting completely just obliterated by this storm. Like Longboat Key, we went, took boat around.
That's where we used to have. That's Sarasota.
Destroyed.
We used to have the scouting meetings in Longboat Key, Florida.
So sad. I was just in that area. And now, man, that's just, gosh, that's absolutely heartbreaking. But this is interesting footage here. Thank you, Lucius, for pulling this up. I saw we have a new curse that's going on. I know we talk about the Madden curse every year. Apparently, we've got an offensive player of the year curse that is developing here. You look at games started after winning offensive player of the year. Go back to 2019, Michael Thomas, 5 games. 2020, Derrick Henry, only played 8 games. Cooper Kupp and Justin Jefferson only played in 9 games. And now Christian McCaffrey hasn't played a single game yet this season. Maybe winning offensive player of the year. Now you've got an injury curse going into the second season. Something to monitor. Like CeeDee Lamb, maybe don't win that this year. Dak, maybe don't win that this year. Rico Dowdle, don't laugh. Don't laugh. Jalen Tolp, don't laugh. Okay? Don't win it.
You put that out in the ether, though, it can happen to you. You know?
Seems like we got a trend
here. You speak things into existence. So be careful. Tread lightly.
Yeah, tread lightly. Now, Kyle Shanahan was also heartbroken to hear about the firing of Robert Saleh, who he did have as his defense coordinator.
I thought you said he felt sorry for what DK Metcalf said about
him. Well, he is pretty upset about the DK Metcalf comments. Right? He got ball sacked by it, too.
Yeah.
He's thinking to himself, man.
Wow, I was going to use this as bulletin board material.
I think he still is. I think he's doing it like I'm doing it, where alternate reality, he did say this, guys.
Where did you get that from, by the way? What ball sacking group gave that one to?
Some guy on Twitter, and it ended up going viral. And I probably should have fact checked it.
What's these guys called? Lackeys?
We don't have confirmation that AJ and Devontae are playing either yet, 817. They probably will play. We don't know for sure. Lane Johnson, I think, same boat here. They're optimistic, and they're probably going to play. We don't know for sure yet on that. We'll probably get more information tomorrow. But Shanahan said, I was pretty shocked That stuff throws you off, especially when they're competing for first in the division this week. And I think they're up there on defense and have got a pretty good team and a chance to have a hell of a year. So it was pretty surprising defending his guy. I mean, it's a good, fair point. They're still competing for first place in that division right now.
And until the quarterback told the owner that we can't win with this guy as a head coach.
Do you remember, and I was trying to think about this, and maybe there's one that's very obvious and the totals will help us out, 877-881-1053. Has there been a team that's fired a coach early or midseason and has ended up going on and the season
happens
went way
to hockey
better,
all the time?
Right. Like, the Cowboys went 5-3 after firing Wade Phillips, but they still didn't make the playoffs that year.
I think Edmonton fired their coach.
Yes, football specifically, NFL. That's what I'm asking.
Only two teams have ever made the playoffs with an interim coach. The 2021 Vegas Raiders.
Okay.
After firing John Gruden, okay, they were 3-2. Rich Bisaccia took over, the former Cowboys special teams coach. Okay.
He hates me.
And
he hates me.
The 61 Oilers.
Oh, who did they fire? Bill Peterson?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. It didn't say it in the story. I will Google it for you, though, real quick and get confirmation.
I could have Googled it.
It's 2021 most recent. I mean, that's, hey, maybe. Maybe they just can go ahead and do
that. Yeah, Rich didn't get the job.
He did not. Yeah. No, and now that's Antonio Pierce, who did end up getting the job last year as the interim coach. Jabril Peppers, I'm sure Eric talked about this on Monday, the situation that happened with him, but he's been placed on the commissioner-exempt list. So he was arrested Sunday, charges that included strangulation and drug possession, according to police in Massachusetts. And now he's going to be on that commissioner-exempt list, and there's really no timeline for when he could be off of it. So
he's
Patriots,
too,
yeah, he is a captain, losing a big piece of that secondary.
They got you. They have you dead to rights if they do this to you. You know, if there's any doubt, you know, or you know, the backlash from the fans is so loud that they almost have to sit you down. You still get paid under this agreement, so they're not assuming guilt, but they're just saying let's remove him from the situation because it's not good for any party here to be out here doing this right now. Coach Lou Rimkus was fired. His former assistant, Wally Lim took over.
Wally Lim.
Houston won his final 9 regular season games, captured the East Division with a 10-3-1 record.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, they were 1-3. They beat the Raiders week 1, 55-0, and then expectations got high. They lost 3 in a row and fired
Do they have a quarterback? It's like George Blanda. Was that 61? I can look this up, Dawson. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got the same.
I got the capability of doing that.
George Blanda,
the quarterback,
future Hall of Fame quarterback.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers. Maybe this is lining up for the Jets. Maybe they end up being the third team in NFL.
Maybe they need Hugh Lemke or whatever his name is. What is his name?
Lou
Lemke.
Yeah.
Hunter's. Grandfather?
Yeah, George Blanda, Billy Cannon.
Billy Cannon, LSU's fame, Heisman Trophy winner.
Of course. Are you kidding me?
Charlie Hennigan.
Charlie Hennigan, one of the all-time great receivers in AFL history.
Chuck.
He was Cooper Kupp before Cooper Kupp was a player.
Free safety was Fred Glick.
He didn't give a glick.
Thank you. Thank you, Wool Chuck. NFL news today, most every afternoon at 3 o'clock. We're coming back with Cowboys Twitter and have some Cowboys complaining about the flight home. We'll expose what happened there and why they might deserve an upgrade and some notes on Thursday Night Football, which is coming up tomorrow. Got some actual facts here on Seahawks Niners to pass along to you. You might find it interesting. That's coming up next. G-back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nation, the fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the fan. Have some Cowboys Twitter here. Top tweets going viral. Cowboys practice report is out with the latest on your injuries and stuff going into the Detroit Lions game Sunday here on the fan. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is the victim of negligence here in DFW, call the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Here we go. Martin, Micah, Kendricks all did not participate at all. Little veteran day off or injury recovery day off. Guyton was a full. Tyler Guyton, a full participant. So were Carson and Bland. We're heading in the right direction here with, you know, at least a couple of corners. I'm not sure if we really want to see Tyler Guyton start or if we want to see Tyler Smith play left tackle another week. I was kind of actually looking at this as a potential opportunity to explore your options at offensive line. But if Tyler Guyton's going to be healthy, I guess developing the rookie becomes the priority. I don't know how you look at that, Brian, but definitely good that Carson and Bland could be on their comeback trail.
Yeah, you're going to need all the cornerbacks you can muster in this one with the way that these guys getting a lot of 11 personnel. They're getting some heavy stuff. I know we're going to get into that here at the Cressy's Corner talking about the offense, but yeah, any extra cornerbacks you have will help you with having to deal with, like I said, with Sam Laporta, that tight end, that maybe you can kind of mix match some coverage on him and kind of give him a little bit of a different look than saying just put linebackers and safeties on him. Maybe throw a corner or two. I mentioned last year that there were a couple of times where he faced cornerbacks in coverage and didn't have a catch. So it was against the safeties last year where it was, you know, with Bell. Bell was playing more of a linebacker, but that's where he did some damage on Bell and he did some damage on Curse. So maybe, you know, kind of avoid that and treat him like a wide receiver in this game.
Yeah, it became clear at some point last year that Curse just didn't have it anymore. Whatever he brought to the Cowboys in his first two seasons, he fell off in a big way. And the Lions absolutely could have won that game. Looking forward to Krusty's Corner coming up here in about 15 minutes. Brian's going to take you through all the pertinent facts and takeaways on that Detroit Lions team. Now I'm watching Lucius's stream from the Pimp Cup here on the Hurricane Milton coverage. He's got a six box up here with a breaking weather stream, and it's amazing how many different parts of Florida, you know, are being impacted.
Affected, yeah.
I mean, all the way from from Venice and Northport, Florida, and Vero Beach, Port Charlotte. And it looks like the expected surge right now is somewhere between 8 to 13 feet there in the heart of that surge there along that west coast.
Isn't this storm like 450 miles wide?
It is.
Yeah.
It's big.
And Florida's a huge coast.
I mean, they keep zooming out with the Doppler, and it's taking up most of central and northern Florida with the big circle around. You know, now all of that's not intensely red at the eye of it, but the eye is getting closer. And I still don't see any major surges or flooding or anything like that, but we're in the early hours. Man, it would be awesome following the trauma of last week if we could escape the worst of it with this one. But obviously the world is bracing for the worst, and most people are out of the region. Okay, we go to Joey Ikes here on Cowboys Twitter, a regular participant, blogger. He says, if you guys are hunting a trade, if Cleveland loses another game or two over the next couple of weeks, Dalvin Tomlinson only cost $1 million this year, $3 million a year for 25-26. He is 30 years old. That matches the description of something that I think the Cowboys could have an appetite for if they, you know, perceive a need.
Yeah.
Joseph played better. Mazi Smith didn't play great, but maybe his era is pointing up a little bit. As Jerry would say, I don't know. Would you guys have an interest in a trade for Dalvin?
I would. I mean, former Giant, and that's a guy last year. I mean, we talked about Cleveland's defense leading up to week one, certainly was a reason why. So you need bigger bodies. So then clearly that's working with what Mike Zimmer's been stressing. The way that the defensive line played last week, I think that would be a big help to get a guy like Dalvin Tomlinson. Low cost would be similar to kind of the move to get Hankins a couple of years ago, and that helped out a lot.
Yeah, you know, I think maybe right now you're looking at a numbers thing, but if I knew Dalvin was going to be available and Linval Joseph had, I mean, I'd be you know, willing to have both those guys on my roster, two veteran bigs, but I think Dalvin's upside for next year and beyond at $3 million, better than Joseph. We have audio from the Micah Parsons podcast once again, talking about the late night flight home with Trayvon Diggs and some things that maybe fans don't appreciate or understand about what the modern athlete goes through.
People don't realize that football, like they basketball players, they get to stay the night, or sometimes if they close by, they'll travel that night. Like if they're in Dallas and play Houston the next day, they'll drive down that night. But people don't realize football players, we hop on a flight right after the game, like right from the
right after the game, injuries and all.
Like, people don't realize that, bro. Like, it'd be tough on them flights, especially when you're not in first class. We call it the trenches.
Back there in the trenches.
You in that back in the trenches. It's tough.
Yo, people don't realize, like, when you first get into the league and you playing a lot and you back in them trenches, because a lot of people might think, like, we like basketball players, but we get charter flights. I need the people to realize that, like, football is, like, I'm going to tell y'all, coaches – and, you know, certain staff higher-ups, they in first class. You might have, like, 10 football members in first, and everyone else is in the back of the plane. And I'm not talking about – we're not talking about the economy plus, because that's all media, strength coaches. Yeah. We're talking about the seat don't recline.
The way back.
Back of the plane where you smelling gas.
They got to fix that. Yeah, they got to fix that. That's crazy work. All players, especially if you plan, you on a 53 and you plan, you definitely should have a seat that comfortable.
Yeah.
You can recline.
100%.
Space. We out there working hard.
Bro.
We definitely deserve to be in the front.
And they don't repeat this. Mind you, we're in the back of the plane, and it's not like we got the road to ourselves. Sometimes you 2-1. Like it could be two of us. Like, we are 270. Yeah. We sharing the middle seat and stuff. Like, people don't realize that, bro. Like, we got a rough.
Yeah.
Now,
definitely got a rough.
I don't know if Trayvon Diggs is going to be lining up for any weekly player shows anytime soon, but he did have a couple of strong takes in there. Okay, he's very economical with his words, but he was peppering with some facts. They got to fix that. It is crazy. Like, seats that don't even recline, Brian?
Yeah.
Not even economy plus?
Let me tell you.
If I'm in the NFLPA, like, it's only an extra $20,000 for another jet, guys.
I think they were on a 777. I think they were on a big plane.
Yeah.
I just always assumed that they would.
So you say Mike is making this up?
I'm saying that Mike.
You can be on a big plane with no leg room.
I'm thinking that
you're packing in there like sardines.
They do sit behind the media.
That's messed up.
Yeah, that is messed up.
They sit behind the media and the sponsors, but we sit 3 to a row. So we're shoulder to shoulder in there.
Okay.
They have a seat between them.
Okay.
Sometimes dudes have their own row. Sometimes.
But they just played in an actual game for 3 hours and were tackling people.
I get it. And this is where, and I don't want to say anything bad about American Airlines. That's the sponsor. We flew to Hawaii.
I love American Airlines too, by the way. That's what I fly.
Okay. Yeah. We flew to Hawaii on this company called Atlas Air.
Okay.
They're a cargo company.
And this was preseason?
This was a preseason game. We went from training camp to Hawaii and then back.
Cargo company.
They're a cargo Atlas, but they have 747s.
They did you better, didn't they?
Every seat's first class on that plane.
Oh, see, that's what you need.
The whole plane. Yeah. Like, they flew, before they came and picked us up, they flew Barcelona's soccer team to a match. So they flew, here's a soccer team. They took them to a match, came and got us. But we flew, it basically was a first class seat in the whole plane.
And you need that going to Hawaii.
Yeah, you know? And so you could lay the thing out.
I couldn't imagine being one of these new tackles or defensive ends that's like 6'6" and, you know, 270 to 320 pounds.
But when you flew to London, what was that? Because that's like, a 7-hour flight?
It was more than that. Me and Steve Dennis shared a row. There were five seats across. So there was, you know, the three in the middle and then two, you know. Dennis was on one end and I was on the other. Everybody had their own
living
on this. Yeah, we were living right on this one. But the players, like I say, they do sit in the back. Like the guys, like Dak and them, they're all up front.
Yeah.
The veteran guys are all up front.
Okay.
If you got a second contract, you're sitting up front.
Yeah. If you're a $100 million player, you're up front.
Because Diggs isn't in the trenches anymore.
No.
But Micah might be.
I don't know if Micah's in the trenches.
No.
I don't know if he's in the trenches. Now, Diggs might not. They talk about it, but. I don't. A lot of rookies, practice squad. Those guys. Those are the guys that get back there in row 37A.
I just think it's crazy that they're making all these dollars, and it's literally like 9 road trips. It's like $250,000 to get another jet for the entire season to take care of your players. I think the NFLPA ultimately has to take ownership of this because everything's negotiated, and they're worried about getting more days off and being able to smoke weed than getting on the plane, to be honest with you.
Well, there was a time where we were thinking about that American Airlines was starting not to charter as much because they couldn't take the big planes out of service.
Oh, really?
Like there were like the Cowboys or a couple of teams that they said, we'll keep the charter service going. When we flew that Atlas Air, That opened our eyes
to what's possible.
To like
what
it could be.
How many corners they're cutting on here.
It's because
why is Jerry's grandson up there in first class?
I'm just saying.
I played in the game, dude.
I'm just saying, man.
Get a commercial flight for this young man.
Nothing against American Airlines, but when we flew on that Atlas Air,
I wouldn't stand for it. You need better union leadership with that going on.
That was eye opening. How nice that was. God,
it is the G Back Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Let me hit you with this before we get to Krusty's Corner. Here's a note on Seahawks because I teased this as they get set to take on the Niners, and there's a Cowboys tie-in here as well. In their loss to the Giants, OC Ryan Grubb ran it 7 times, which was a record low for the franchise. The 7 running back carries in week 5 tied for the fewest in a game in Seahawks history. Seattle enters week 6 last in the NFL in rush attempts per game, yet is 7th in the league in yards per carry and tied for 3rd with 8 rushing touchdowns. So they're not running it, but when they do, they're running it incredibly well. The only team since 1932 to finish last in the NFL in carries per game while averaging 5.0 plus yards per carry in a season was the 2018 Packers under Mike McCarthy. He got fired at the end of that year. They went 6-9-1. Week 6 of that season, Green Bay defeated a Kyle Shanahan-led Niners team in primetime in a game-winning field goal as time expired. On that night, Green Bay had 21 carries for 116 yards in a rushing score. So they're at the forefront of eliminating the run from their game plan. And this guy, Ryan Grubb, might have overdone it a little bit.
Yeah, that's kind of just ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, you've got Zach Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker.
Yeah.
And if anybody watched what they did against the Lions 2 weeks ago, Kenneth Walker's a guy you need to give the ball to 20 times a game.
Yeah.
That guy's a special runner.
You end up losing to the Giants trying to do too much, be too
goodness
fancy.
Gracious.
Okay, that's Cowboys Twitter. Top tweets gone viral about America's team. It's time now for Krusty's Corner. Brian, what's in store for
us? Yeah, let's take a look at this Detroit Lions offense. We'll do that next.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. GBAC Nation on the Fan. It's time for Krusty's Corner. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Bobby Corella's coming up at 4. We're talking Mavs. Here's the king of the Krusty's, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thank you to Reliant as well for being on board. Yeah, this is a little bit different study than what I got last week from studying Pittsburgh. You know, this is this will be one of the better offensive lines you play this year.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And they're dealing with a little bit of injuries right now, though, so keep an eye on a couple of different spots here. But like I say, the Eagles will have a really good offensive line. But this one, when you watch these guys play, where last week, remember when I was telling you guys how the Steelers have trouble getting second-level blocks in the running game? You know, I said, hey, their linemen really worry about getting those down blocks, and then, you know, and then all of a sudden – you know, keeping on those guys and then not getting up on the linebackers. The Lions, they're the complete opposite of that. Very similar to what we saw with the Saints, very similar to what we saw with the Ravens. Their offensive linemen are that good to where they could, where they will shove their guy. Now they will take a step and maybe a zone step. Say the ball's going to the left and they're all taking a step to the left and they're all zone blocking, and what will happen is the center will just shove. I mean, just two-hand shove and then go up. Where the Steelers were worried about, let's double team and get the push and then try. And then the linebackers are running free. Lions don't allow you to do that. They are going to, like, Mozzie Smith is going to get shoved over, like, say, Frank Ragnow plays in this game. He might not. Graham Glasnow might be the center. He will be the center. We'll see how healthy Ragnow is for this game. But if Ragnow's in the game, he will take his hands and he will shove that tackle to the guard, and then he will go up. And the tackles do it, the guards do it. They don't stay on blocks long. They know they have the backs that are capable. These backs show tremendous patience too, by the way, with the way that they run. They a lot of it is from underneath center. So you got Goff underneath center. He's going to carry the ball. We saw this to the Saints, same way. Carry the ball to the backs, whether it's Gibbs or Montgomery, and then they're going to press, and they're waiting. They're waiting for the blocks to develop. Their guys are playing on their feet in front of them, and now they've got hats on hats, and then they'll make a cut, or they'll just attack it, or they'll run straight into the hole, and then, you know, and burst from there. So it's a very, very patient running game with the way that these backs handle it. So you're going to have to fight blocks in this game. Just the linebackers the last couple of weeks against the Giants, against the Steelers, they haven't had to fight as many blocks. And that's what worries me about this in this game, in the running game, is when they've had to fight blocks, they haven't been as well of doing it. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. But there's an injury at center. If Frank Ragnow, he's one of the best centers in the league.
Are we going back to Saints and Ravens weeks where
very similar?
It's 200 yards?
Could be.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a better offensive line, in my opinion, than both of them.
Yeah, this is what they do is this group plays with a heavy personnel group like we've talked about. The Steelers did the same thing.
And the scheme and the Shanahan, right?
Yeah. This will be a tough one because they'll play with heavy people. They like to use tight ends. Laporta, Brock Wright, they're involved. They play with Dan Skipper, who is a big tackle. We remember him last year from not reporting.
He didn't report eligible.
Well,
was with the Cowboys for a little bit.
Yeah. Dan's a good dude too. Been to a crawfish bowl or two with him. He's a really nice guy. And, but yeah, they're going to play with that, a big tackle, an extra tackle. They're going to play with tight ends. Their way of running the football is like I talked about. It's they're going to shove you and then they're going to go up. But you have to also be mindful of, if you're one of these edge guys, is they're a motion. And usually if you follow the motion of the tight end, you can find where the ball's going.
Okay.
Occasionally you will see them motion across, then motion back, and still run the ball to the side where the motion was starting too. So, but most of the time they're interested in just getting a, we've seen the 49ers with the same thing with Kittle, Juszczyk. They get that blocker running,
mm-hmm.
and then they hand the ball off as they're running. So now you got the line moving one way, and then that blocker on the edge is running. So now your corner or your outside linebacker or your edge is dealing with a guy running at you, and now you're fighting that block. So they've got a really, really, really good scheme in the way that – so a lot of pullers, a lot of movement, a lot of trappers. I mentioned the second level stuff, the quick shove, and then onto the thing. So I have a feeling that you're going to see – because the way the Cowboys play with their four-man line, they're going to try and trap you. That's, you know, they did this with the Seahawks. You know, when you watch the Seahawks game, it was spacing, you know, Seahawks four-man line space, and then it was a lot of traps, a lot of pulls. Because they – you're naturally, you've got tackles, mm-hmm. and then you got edges. And so it's kind of spaced that way. They did that to the Seahawks. It was a lot of traps. They just kind of blocked down. Guy pulled around. Two guys pull. Two guys block down. We talked about pin and pulls. All those kinds of things this offensive line can do. It's going to be a little bit of a problem. Now, Arizona gave them some problems when I watched that tape. Arizona gave him some problems because Arizona decided that, like, listen, we're not going to let these guys trap us. We're not going to let them pin and pull us. So what Arizona did is they took their line and they slanted their front.
Okay.
So it's really kind of a gamble.
Yeah.
I mean, you could slant yourself right out of the play.
Right, and then now backside, now, you're going
to
get gashed.
You could say, hey, we're going to slant the line to the strength of the formation. Or we could slant it away from the strength and then try and fill in the other spots.
Does Mike Zimmer like to do that?
I haven't seen Mike slant very much. But if you watch Arizona's tape,
yeah.
Arizona had guys that they slanted, and as the Lions were stepping, they were swimming the slants.
Yeah.
So like the Lions were all stepping to the left. The defense, they were stepping opposite, going the other way. And now everybody was passed. So you had all these, you had their defensive line stepped up
mm-hmm.
and not blocked because it was like they backdoored all the plays. So I'm not saying you want to do it all the time.
Well, I think this is a time to introduce some risk into the equation, though, right?
Yeah. Well, it was one way of Arizona not getting gashed on the play. The Seahawks got gashed a little bit in some of the runs.
I feel like if you play it straight up, you're going to get bullied.
It's very possible with that offensive line.
The thing is, if you slant the front and you slant away, and then the ball goes,
sure,
it might be. But if you and then, but you could run yourself out of the play though too,
which we've seen this defense do a lot.
But it keeps you from playing toe to toe on bully offensive linemen.
Yeah.
If you don't feel like you're good enough to play toe to toe, slant your front and step around those blocks. And then take a chance that you'll have a penetrator or two and before Montgomery and Gibbs can get going running the ball. Okay, my last couple.
Would you ever send Mike Zimmer your thoughts on how to win?
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He doesn't need me. I mean, he doesn't need me. I loved working with Mike. I'd love to, if I could talk to him, I would say, hey, would you be interested in playing a slant front in this game? You know, and he might say, well,
yes,
yeah, I could.
Or no, and explain why
exact
not.
Exact why, yeah. Okay, my last couple minutes here that I've got. The ball's going to go to the middle of the field on these passing in the pass. It's a huge play action team. I mean, a huge play action team because you're going to get some kind of
because they're smart
some type of fake and then golf. But all the routes for them go to the middle of the field, crossing routes, in routes. Nobody runs more crossing routes or in routes, in breaking routes than the Lions. Nobody. They're going to get a lot of. You're going to see St. Brown. You're going to see Patrick.
Yeah.
You're going to see Williams is an in route. Now, this team does not throw the ball vertically at all, not at all. They're all about the in breaking routes, throwing the underneath to the tight ends and things like. They don't throw the ball at all. Now, when they do take a deep shot, it's Jamison Williams.
Yeah.
Is the one that's now. Goff hasn't hit him a bunch. I think they've only tried six deep passes. They're last in the league in vertical routes, and they're last in the league in deep ball shots. Hmm. So if you're the Cowboys,
don't need to.
Yeah, if you're the Cowboys, you're kind of thinking, well, we've given up a couple deep shots. Maybe they might try it on us. But this team, that's not in their MO. It's going to be in-breaking routes. It's going to be crossing routes. You got to get ready for that.
Challenge the defenses to communicate and keep track of your guys.
Well, and tackle, because Jameson Williams is really good after the catch.
Really good after the catch. He's gotten much better with that. He's improved as the season, I mean, as the years. He went from being a guy that kind of was got suspended, and that was all those problems.
And it was kind of just a deep ball threat. But now he can catch a slant and go take it to the house.
He absolutely can. He can absolutely do that. So he's a well-protected quarterback, a lot of play action, legitimate running game. Best offensive line you're probably going to play this year. A lot of things you're going to have to deal with. You're probably going to have to take some chances like the Arizona Cardinals did and there maybe think about slanting that front a little bit.
Yeah, don't fall in love with your team and think you can play them straight up going into this one, because to me it sounds like you just described a team that's going to score 35 points against these Cowboys, Brian, over or under.
I think that there is a possibility if Dallas does not handle the running game, it could be that bad, sure.
Ooh. Yeah. I think you're going to have to get aggressive on offense, too. Aggressive on both sides, trying to make big plays.
Well, what will happen is this cat right here, like, he's got a head coach. Well, I'm talking about Ben Johnson as a play caller, and I talked about this a little. I was on a podcast last night, and it just when you watch the tape, they go for it on fourth down a lot. So what happens is in third down and 12, they'll run the ball.
Mm.
They'll run it to get 9 yards, and then Dan Campbell will go for it on fourth and three.
There you go.
So this coordinator's not playing three downs. He's playing four downs is really what he's playing. So he could call plays about when you're thinking about, well, they're going to throw. No, they run. Or they're going to throw.
Always in four down territory.
They're always in four down territory.
Krusty's Corner is always brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Thank Salute you, to those guys. I saw this on Twitter. I thought it was like a misprint or something, but they're dealing with the threats of a tornado in Florida as well.
Oh, yeah, they've already had a few this morning.
Ahead of the hurricane.
Wow.
Yeah.
My buddy's in Orlando. He's dealing with a tornado warning right now.
Yep. Holy cow. Well, best of luck to everybody involved.
I don't even know what to do.
Hurricanes, it's a double mother nature.
Yeah.
She's just a jackknife powerbombing Florida into submission right now. Mm. Holy cow. So we'll hope for the best. We're going to talk some basketball. Bobby Carella from All City Dallas talking Mavs with us coming up next. Here it's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.